Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. With each moment of life, there is something which needs to be accomplished. Every single person is given a unique mission to fulfill, and Hashem puts each and every one of us in the exact circumstances we need to be in to fulfill that mission. Everyone has their own curriculum, and every single day of life is part of it. Hashem has tests put into place way before we were even born. Everyone has their own nisyonot tailor-made for them. Most of the time, we know what's right and we know what we should be doing. We just need a little chizuk to motivate us to do it. Hashem is available to help us with that, and He told us to ask Him for help. We need to have a strong will to want to do what we're supposed to be doing and then call out to Hashem to help us do it. Nothing is too small to ask Him for help with. Hashem loves whenever we ask Him for help, especially when it comes to spiritual matters. Sometimes He answers us in ways that it is so obvious that He is the one helping. A man told me, a couple of weeks ago, on a Monday evening, he got into an argument with his wife, which escalated into a quote-unquote fight. The next day, he hoped they would just move past it, but he saw that wasn't the case. His wife was angry at him, and he was not sure of how to resolve it. On Wednesday morning in shul, he prayed to Hashem to give him guidance to be able to move forward with his marriage happily. That same day, he received a message from his shul inviting him to a class that night with a dinner served. The topic was going to be in a certain area of halakha which interested him, and the food also sounded appetizing, so he decided to attend. The rabbi began the class discussing the obligations and responsibilities that go along with marrying the daughter of a Kohen. The entire class ended up being on that topic, as well as General Shalom Bayit. This man's wife is a Bat Kohen, and he felt that the entire class was made just for him. He got the exact chizuk that he needed, and the moment he walked into his front door, he apologized profusely to his wife with sincerity, and very quickly their shalom bayit was restored. The next day, as this man was reflecting on the class, he wondered how it came about to be a shalom bayit class when the topic listed on the flyer was something totally different. He called the rabbi to tell him how useful his words were, and then asked him about the switch of topic. The rabbi said, the halachic topic that he was supposed to give the class on was actually suggested to him by one of the congregants. This man needed a refresher course in that area, and so the rabbi worked hard that week preparing the exact class he wanted. Shortly before the class was to begin, the rabbi was told that this congregant who made the request for the class was not going to be able to make it. The rabbi felt bad to teach that whole class without him being there, so he decided to save it for the following week. His mind then started racing, trying to figure out what to give a class on with such short notice. He combined something that he learned that morning with previous knowledge that he had, and ended up giving on Shalom Bayit. Here you had a man who honestly wanted to make peace with his wife. He just needed a little chizuk to do it. He asked Hashem for help, and Hashem gave him the exact words he needed to hear that very same night. First, he got the message from the shul about the class, which enticed him to go. And then the last minute switch of topic to make the class tailor-made for him. The tests in life are not easy, but we must always realize we can call out to Hashem for help with all of them. Have a great day.